Now, many may remember the Finn family Moomin Troll, a bunch of Scandinavian trolls, white, round and furry in appearance, with hippo-like snouts, who populate Moomin Valley. Tove Jansson's 13 books about the Moomins have been translated into more than 30 languages and have delighted generations of children the world over. But she also wrote for adults, and her novels are now being translated into English. The prize-winning writer Ali Smith was introduced to Jansson's classic children's books late in life, and she was equally inspired by her first encounter with the Finnish author's adult writings. Here's Ali reading from Fair Play, the latest of Tove Jansson's books to be translated into English. In this extract, we join Mari and Jona, two women artists who live and work together, surveying their home.
Jona had a happy habit of waking each morning as if to a new life, which stretched before her straight through to evening, clean, untouched, rarely shadowed by yesterday's worries and mistakes. Another habit, or rather a gift equally surprising, was her flood of unexpected and completely spontaneous ideas. Each lived and blossomed powerfully for a time until suddenly swept aside by a new impulse demanding its own undeniable space. Like now this business about the frames. Several months earlier, Jona had decided she wanted to frame some of the pictures by fellow artists that Mari had on her walls. She made some very pretty frames, but when they were ready to hang, Jona was seized by new ideas and the pictures were left standing around on the floor. "For the time being," Jona said, "and for that matter, your whole collection needs rehanging top to bottom. It's hopelessly conventional." Mari waited and said nothing. In fact, it felt good having things unfinished, a little as if she'd just moved in and didn't have to take the things so seriously. And over the years, she'd learned not to interfere with Jona's plans in their mysterious blend of perfectionism and nonchalance, a mix not everyone can properly appreciate. Some people just shouldn't be disturbed in their inclinations, whether large or small. A reminder can instantly turn enthusiasm into a version and spoil everything.
Ali Smith has written the introduction to Fair Play. I began by asking her how she discovered Jansson when she hadn't been a childhood fan of her Moomin books.
I think I overlooked the Moomins when I was a child with my own kind of prejudice for realism and not wanting to be a child, you know.
Real stories.
I thought the family from One End Street was, you know, and I thought that the grown-up books, as it were more my taste. And my God, when I got to the Moomins in my 40s, I realised they're very grown-up books. Jansson's a writer who writes for all ages, whatever she's writing, you know, whether it's supposed to be for children or supposed to be for adults, anyone can come to this writing and we'll find it multi-layered. I found her, I was walking along a street with a friend of mine who suddenly stopped dead in the middle of the street and said, "Oh, what do you mean you've never read any Tove Jansson? How can you say that?" And then she dived into a bookshop, down to the basement, and bought me Moomin Summer Madness. And then she told me about The Summer Book, which is one of Jansson's, well, actually it is her adult masterpiece, one of the books she wrote for adults.
And this was written in the 70s.
1972 she wrote it and translated, one of her few books to be, adult books to be translated into English, 1975, and was completely unavailable at that point. So off I went to the internet, found The Summer Book eventually. There were only about three on there in the whole world in English. Then I noticed that someone was going to republish them in about a year's time. They were going to republish the summer book. Sort of books. Looked them up. And then when the book came out, there it was again. And such a wave of affection for this book came out of the public when Sort of Books relaunched it.
So you discovered her adult work. There are only two or three that have been published of her.
Very
many
few
books,
of her. She wrote roughly 11 books for adults, 8 or 9 novels and collections of stories, and then a couple of compendium pieces. Sort of Books are planning to republish or publish for the first time, which is the most exciting thing, them all. You know, so we're now going to have a whole oeuvre of Jansson, which, you know, pretty much in English we didn't know existed.
And you've just read from her last work. She died a few years ago.
She died in 2001.
Mm-hmm. And Fair Play was the last book she wrote.
It was her last novel.
Mm-hmm. Her last novel. Mm-hmm. It seems partly autobiographical, following these two women as they work together and they love each other. Tell us a bit about this work.
Well, I will. Jansson, it always said on the backs of the penguin puffins, you know, Tove Jansson lives alone on an island. Sounds very romantic. Actually, it was even more romantic. She lived for decades and decades with her partner, Tuulikki Pietilä, who was also a graphic artist. And they worked side by side and they travelled side by side for most of their adult lives. And this book is like an homage to their relationship. But at the same time with Jansson, you know, there's no point in saying this is autobiographical. This is just great writing. It rises above anything you try and pin it down.
So the two characters of Mari and Yona, these two women you don't see as Tove and her partner.
You can if you want, but if you do, then it becomes rather, you know, less than it is, which is when you, as soon as you open this book, you're into a complete fictional world, a beautiful kind of literary creation of a relationship, which actually, the kind of relationship, doesn't get that much space in literature.
And the book isn't, it's more like linked vignettes, isn't it? These chapters that follow episodes in their lives. They can be on an island, and they can be talking about a dying seagull. Not a lot happens.
That's what,
but there's a lot that's said in a few words.
That's what they say about Ulysses. Not a lot happens. I mean, this is the thing about Janssen, is that not a lot happens, but my goodness, everything is happening in what she does, what she says, what she does. And this thing about, if you open this book, you think, is this stories? Is it a novel? I think it's both. I think the thing about Tove Janssen, one of the most radical things about her form and her her kind of literary ability, was that she can do anything, you know. So it is a novel if you want it to be, or it's just these open-ended little stories if you want it to be. It can be both. She keeps things very open. It's part of her, I don't know, her genius actually, is to be able to make space to keep things open, and she does that with literary form as well as with subject matter, as well as with the stories themselves. Yeah,
she was born in Helsinki, so she was Finnish, but wrote in Swedish.
Yes.
She was part of the Swedish-speaking minority. Is there something distinctively Scandinavian about her work?
Oh, you see, this is a lovely thing to ask a Scots person. it's northern. It's deeply northern because of the play of dark and light. And again, because of the attention to tiny, tiny detail, which in the end will be philosophical or metaphysical. And so you have this great stretch of darkness into which, you know, you have this kind of shaft of light, which she does all the time. And this very lightly held way of doing things, which is also connected to the idea of light, which is, you know, to act lightly against the dark. Most of Janssen's books, including the Moomin books, are, you know, there's a book called Moominland Midwinter. You know, the children given this book, they know it's about grief, they know it's about death, it's about all the things children know about naturally. Janssen, with everything she writes, goes to those dark places and she kind of just lights them up. She just makes it possible to be able to see in the dark.
If she's so good, and if Philip Pullman's called her a genius, why has it taken us so long to get her works translated?
Oh, we live in an island. And we are so insular on this island that it's just, I mean, it's just, why, what are we like? Why would we want to be like this? I mean, I don't think we do. I think it's publishers who think we want to be like this. Our translation figure, can you guess our translation figure? What percentage of books is translated from other languages into English per year?
Oh, I don't know, 10%.
No, 3%. 3%. And oh, most of those are crime novels, and most of those are by Henning Mankell. So, you know, there's actually, we're a very insular reading public. Partly this is publishers' faults for thinking that they think they can't sell him and he's got a rather foreign name. You know, actually, we miss the whole world by not knowing what's there. Imagine, like I say, this whole oeuvre of this writer, this great Scandinavian writer's works, only coming to English now. It's so to be celebrated. It's so exciting.
How has discovering her work affected you as a writer?
Oh, you know, I read the summer book and I just thought, this is a work of perfect literary achievement. It's a work which looks at the tiny, tiny moment and understands that the tiny moment is actually momentous. I mean, that's what the best writing does. And there's such a simplicity in Janssen's writing, which is not simple at all. It's absolutely, what's it she calls it in that piece I just read, a mixture of perfectionism and nonchalance. And that's exactly what you get, this perfect form, which seems like it's just been thrown off, you know, casually. Actually, it's been beautifully attained, beautifully crafted.
Edited and edited and edited down.
Made beautiful, made, you know, made.
So has that changed your writing?
Oh, I don't know, probably. I mean, I hope so. I mean, it's hard to tell what influences you, but I hope it's Janssen.
It's funny because you're so effusive about her, but you're less effusive about your own work. In fact, you're famously reclusive.
I'm not going to say anything now. This is the thing about I think Janssen would say the same if she was here. The thing about writing anything is there's no point in talking about it. Other people can talk about it if they want, but, you know, and if you read Janssen, you'll want to talk about it. You'll just go, I need to talk to somebody about this. That's why there's this great wave of affection that comes from her work through people back to her work again. I can sense there's a kind of swelling public of, you know, kind of swelling excitedness in the public about these books appearing over the next few years.
Your last book, The Accidental, was extremely successful. How do you follow that? Any novels in the offing?
I hope so. I don't know. I hope so. You never know if they're there or not. I was saying this to my friend Jackie Kay the other day. I said, you know, you just wake up one day. She says, oh, I don't know if I'll write another novel. I don't know. I want to write another novel. I don't know if I will. So you just wake up and it will be there at the bottom of the bed. I hope it will be, you know.
It's a process of discovery rather than creation.
It's a process of waiting, actually. It's a process of hoping and waiting and hoping. Mm-hmm. Or as Dusty Springfield would say, wishing and hoping.
I was talking there to Ali Smith.